Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
DVD players, I've got, I reckon I'd have three or four. In the attic, I've got more because you know, they're...
You're kidding.
Well, you kind of don't throw them away, but they become redundant. You might get a Blu-ray player in. So DVD players, I would contribute to this. Roy Morgan reckons more than 800,000 homes have discarded their DVD players since 2008. Presumably, they're just downloading their movies into their computers. They're using Apple TV. They're using some of the streaming services. Other things that are reaching their zenith, iPods and digital cameras. Now, it makes some sense because you've got an iPod in your smartphone these days. Every time you get a new smartphone, there's all this space for music and videos and digital cameras. Well, you've got such a good camera now in your high-end smartphones. And in fact, on the weekend, we were in town. My little boy had my proper camera with a big lens on it, and it's about as big as him, and he's wandering around down in town taking photos with this huge lens on the front of it, holding it up.
Why do you still use it? Why do you still use a big digital
camera? It's a very good camera. But everyone else is taking photos using their smartphones, so it does make some sense. Trevor Long watches all these things for us. He's TUE's tech expert. He's on the line. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you still have a DVD player?
You know what? I don't. I was just thinking about it then. I don't have a discrete DVD player because I've got, you know, an Xbox and that can play DVDs. So that's one reason why also they disappear. But the, John, the last time I actually had a disc in my hand that I needed to watch was probably 5 years ago.
That's interesting. So if you've got an Xbox or a PlayStation, families would have these with kids. Mm. And so you can play Blu-rays in those, can't you?
Blu-rays, DVDs, everything. So this is that kind of merging of the home entertainment in exactly the same way. As you've just said, the iPod isn't required anymore. The basic digital camera, not required anymore because we carry those things around with us. I'm in Shanghai at the moment, and there's absolutely no reason for me to have a camera because my phone is taking all the photos I'd want. There's just no need to carry one around.
How much more sophisticated can these smartphones become, Trevor?
Yeah, I think we might have reached the peak of features, if you like. They're just going to get faster and improve in terms of screens and different stuff. So I don't know that there's much more they can replace, but there's a couple of really good, you were just talking about the police and the funny things they do, there's a couple of really good memes, you know, going around the internet, which are those photos, and it's a photo of every single device that the smartphone has replaced, and it's a lot of devices.
So it's cameras?
Cameras, you think just an old computer because you don't need a computer anymore.
Of course, yeah, you can do it all in your smartphone, can't you?
Computer, smartphone, you know.
Video camera?
Big list. Video camera, you know, music player. There's a lot of devices that have been replaced by something as simple as the smartphone.
Alarm clocks?
Yep.
Clocks?
Clock radio. You can have, you know, an alarm can wake you up listening to John and Gary just because it's all in your smartphone.
And you can actually listen to John and Gary on your smartphone as well.
You can, that's right.
What about the digital camera? Is its days almost over?
Well, partly. So the compact, you know, those little tiny digital cameras, they're a really hard thing to justify if you've got a smartphone. But I'm with John, the big DSLR, the digital SLR camera, one of the big lenses, they're still good to have because they take amazing photos. The while the camera technology is great, the lenses on a smartphone are no good. Mm. And so you can't get that beautiful depth you can get through a high-end digital camera. So you will see those continue for many years ahead.
Yeah, and you can trick those up now. You put them in your computer and do all sorts of things with images, and those cameras also take video as well. So that's where we're going with all of this. Where does it all end up? 800,000 DVD players and all these other things. Are they sitting around in attics from people thinking, oh, I might keep it because I might need it one day, or are they being disposed of?
The majority are sitting around. The other large percentage have just been thrown in the bin or put out at council clean-up time, when really, you know, because there's no market. There's no aftermarket in terms of eBay. You're not going to eBay an old DVD player. So there's people encouraging people to go into sharing programs, so you're actually kind of giving up your technology to someone who might want it. But I think Aussies are more likely to put it in council cleanup than anywhere else.
Here's a question for you. I've got in my attic, I saw it the other day, one of those really nice little, those little very compact, small Sony box televisions that you used to have. You have them on a, you know, sometimes in hotel rooms or in hospitals, you have them up on a stand. So they're a little box. They had really good pictures. Of course, it's an analog TV, so I'd need to put a tuner into it to watch it. Now, do I chuck it away or do I keep it sitting in the corner? It's in pretty good condition, so it's a museum piece I can hand on to my son and his grandchildren.
Yeah, the museum pieces are great, but there's really no value in them. I've got this, I've got one too, an old CRT TV, and the only reason I've kept it is because I've also got an old Commodore 64 computer, and I, when I show my kids that when they're older, I want them to have the full...
Commodore 64. Yeah. What about that?
But I don't think that TV's worth keeping, John.
All right, I'll get rid of it then. Thank you very much for that, Trevor.
And what about the other 25 TVs he's got, though?
And just a final question, because, Gary, you bought, for one of our staff members that was leaving, you bought her, she's going overseas, you bought her a couple of tickets to the Mets using StubHub, did you?
Yeah, the baseball team. And I got this, Trevor. I was dreading it. I gave them my MasterCard details, bought the tickets, gave them. I had to give them my email address so I could print the tickets out. And now I'm getting hit up by all of the sports teams in New York.
All of them
said, well, the Mets principally, but like the Giants will be coming soon. I don't want them. Is there any way to get rid of all of this junk mail?
Take the time to scroll to the very bottom of the email. There has to be legally, especially if it's a proper organisation like a sports club, there has to be an unsubscribe button. So go down the bottom, there will be a button to unsubscribe. And you know what? Once a year, if you just do it once a year, spend a week, every time you get one of those spam emails, scroll down, unsubscribe. Your life will be better from that day.
There you go, Gary. All right.
Well, I've been doing that, but this guy in Nigeria still keeps telling me to put the more money into his account. How much does he need?
About the legitimacy of them.
Have a good day and enjoy it over there. Thank you, Trevor.
Cheers.
Trevor Long, TUE's tech expert, travelling the world for us, talking to us there, and a couple of bits of interesting advice. I'm going to chuck away that television and you're going to do a bit of unsubscribing.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.